Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a living God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, our God is good. Amen. Amen. How many of us love worshiping the Lord?
Yes.
How many of us, you know, you've imagined what you will do when you see Jesus? I mean, you make heaven. You make heaven. Because that in itself is something. That's an understatement. But you make heaven. And you're in heaven. And you see Jesus. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The Omnipotent. The Omniscient. The Omnipresent God. The Great and Mighty God. How will you praise Him? Okay, guys, imagine you're standing right in front of Jesus. Kelebo! Imagine you're standing right in front of Jesus. Kolabayande. How are you going to praise Him? So practice, just take 1 minute to just think, it's just me and Jesus. I want to give Him my best praise. So right now, we're going to shout out hallelujah. You know, you're going to praise the Lord like you're right in front of Him. Because He's here.
Yes.
How many of you believe He's here?
Yes.
So praise Him like you know He's here.
Yes.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah. This is how you will praise Jesus when you see Him. Guys, all of you, I don't see anyone running around and jumping. Come on, praise Him. Come on, Jehovah. Up your hands right now and just worship Him from the bottom of your hearts. Just speak to Him from your heart. Just tell Him how much you love Him, how much He means to you. Just give Him worship. Just worship. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Just worship Him. Just worship. Just worship. And put your hand to your heart right now. Hand on your heart. Say, Lord, I want to thank You for Your word. The entrance of Your word. He brings light and He gives understanding to the simple. Lord, give me understanding. Lord, Your word, let it be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Lord, I need a word from You today. Do something new. Lord, I mean it. Do something new. Do what only You can do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, before you take your seats, I want you to give your neighbor. You know those high fives? Yeah, but I like double. God's blessings, double. So give your neighbor a high 10 and tell them you are so in the right place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Koshanda yamba city. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want us to kind of agree on something. I like talking. I'm a people person. Okay? So I'm going to talk to you and you're going to respond. Yes? Wave your hands if you... Yeah. So whatever I say to you, do, just do it. So if I go, hit your neighbor. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. What are your expectations? It's a year of expansion, right? So what are you expecting from God? What are your expectations this year? A promotion? Amen. Amen. Even today, you know, every Sunday we come to church. Put up your hands if you come to church every Sunday. But if you come to church today, what are your expectations today? Today. So turn to your neighbor, look at them eyeball to eyeball. And say, neighbor, what are your expectations? What are your expectations? Today. Today. Amen. Amen. Say to your neighbor, say, neighbor. No matter what your expectations are, you need to raise those expectations. Because God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above that which we can ask, think, or imagine. So slap your neighbor and say, raise. Come on now. Raise. Raise your expectations. Amen. So we're going to go straight into scripture. John chapter 2. And we're all reading together. We're going to read from verse 1 to 11. So let's read. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that was the beginning. Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions now. Mary went to Jesus, right? And said to him, they have no wine. Yes? That was what she did, right? Just made a statement, just informed him, right? That, you know, they had no wine. Did she say anything else to him? No. Okay. And what was Jesus' reaction? Would you say it was encouraging, it was positive, it was affirmative? What would you say? Was it? What was his reaction? Was it? Not really. I wouldn't say it was encouraging. Okay? But what was Mary's reaction to that response? Yeah. Mary went to Jesus and said, look, they've run out of wine. And Jesus said, what's that got to do with me? But Mary left Jesus and went over to the servants and said, whatever he says to you to do, do it. What does that mean? Mary knew that I have told Jesus about the situation. And the moment I tell Jesus about my situation, he will move. She knew. She had confidence in Jesus, in who he was. And that Mary didn't go to Jesus and say, look, you know, they've run out of wine. You know, you are here, the disciples are here. Can you quickly go to Tesco and get some more wine? No. No, just, this is it. It's up to you what you want to do. But I know you're going to do something. So she went off to the disciples, to the servants rather, and said this to them. How many of us are like Mary? How many of us are like Mary? We go to God, tell God, this is our situation. How many of us don't say, Lord, you know what? I know better than you. This is how you need to do this miracle. This is how you need to, I know. How many of us don't tell God what to do and how to do it and when to do it? Mary just told him and then went up. But she had the confidence. You know what? Jesus' response was, what's that got to do with me? So basically, that issue mattered to Mary, but didn't really matter to Jesus. Like, that's your business. But you know what? Because our Father, our God, is a good Father. The things that matter to us, that concerns us, concerns him. So it was like, what's that got to do with me? But he went ahead and performed a miracle because Mary asked, how many of us have that full confidence that God will move on our behalf? Amen? How many? Okay. You know, he's our Father. He's a good... You know, even before we ask, he does it. I picked up my son earlier on. I'm going to pick up my husband right now. Amen. And he doesn't know. Okay. Look. See? I'd always looked at my husband and thought, oh, wow. For 25 years of a married life, like, oh my gosh. Wait. I know where I'm coming. We've been married 26 years, but for 25 years, I'd always felt, oh my gosh, I want a daddy like you. But God restored and reconciled my relationship with my father. So for the past 1 year, I'm going, well, I got a daddy almost like you. Do you know what I mean? But you know, God can do anything. So basically, the way he is with our kids, I mean, even when they were growing up, I used to think, did I not give birth to these children? Am I the evil stepmother? The way he carries on. I remember one day, our youngest had some curricular activity that she normally didn't do. And so, of course, it was not my normal routine. He was texting me, remember to pick her up after this, remember? So I picked her up, left her in the car. We got home. I asked her to stay in the car, not come out. So I went in by myself. Oh, my gosh, you forgot to pick up our daughter. Our daughter. I said, oh, yeah, I forgot. And he kind of, you remember, got all worked up. And then Esther came in like, voila, how can I forget her? How? I'm the mother. But even recently, right, he got our son a car. The son didn't ask for a car. By the time he got back from China, my husband had got him a car. We had to travel 3 hours to go pick up this car. And he was ill. It's like, let's pick up one in Kelburn. Let's pick up one in... No, we traveled 3 hours there, 3 hours back. He wasn't well that day. So that was one thing. The son did not ask for a car. And then about 2 weeks ago, you know, we've had this heat wave. Right? About 2 weeks ago, he just said, oh, you need AC in your car. You need AC in your car. You know, give me your car keys. I'll drop you off at the station. I need to take your car to the garage to put AC in it. I'm thinking, AC in the car. He has a car. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Thou doesn't need AC. Do you know what I mean? But, you know the Bible says, we who are evil,
My son wasn't asking for these things. He was thinking he had a need. How much more God in heaven? How much more our Heavenly Father? How much more if we know how to give good gifts to our children? How can we not know, like Mary, that the moment I talk to him about this issue, he will sort it out. He will move heaven and earth and sort it out for us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So say to your neighbor, tap them. And say, what matters to you matters to God. And you know what? You know what? Our course of action normally determines what our expectations are. Do you know what you do next? If you go to God, say something to him, pray, and then what you do afterwards will tell you if you're really expecting God to move on your behalf. Maybe went to Jesus and said, this is the situation, and then went off to the servant and said, do whatever he says. She was expecting. So let's expect. So say to your neighbor, raise your expectations. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 18, that our expectation shall not be cut off. It shall not be. Never. Remember when Elijah prophesied it was going to rain after it hadn't rained for 3.5 years? Elijah was expecting rain. He was praying and praying. He sent his servant six times initially to go check. The servant will come back and say, there is no sign of rain. But he was expecting, he kept on praying. The seventh time, the servant came back and said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hands. Amen. So what are we like when we're expecting God to move on our behalf? What we do really should tell us what we're like, what we're really believing. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, he came to Jesus. Jesus, son of Nazareth! He was screaming out. He was expecting God to do something. The woman with the issue of blood, for 12 years she had gone around, 12 years ill. She knew Jesus would fix it. She went to Jesus. She went with expectation. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says that in Psalms 68, verse 19, that he daily, every day, not he weekly, not, please put it up there, Psalm 68, verse 19. He daily loads us. Load. You know when you load someone with benefits every day? So point to your neighbor and say, you neighbor, he daily loads you with benefits. Every day. His blessings, they're new. His mercies are new every morning. Amen. I want you to think about the servants now, verse 4. The servants. What kind of servants are we? Great servants just do as they're told. And so you see the miracle. Please, I think it's verse 4. Go to verse 4. Next one, please. Verse 6. 7. So Jesus says, fill the water pots with water. And they fill them up to the... not halfway, not a little way, to the brim. And then verse 8 says, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. Like, they could be saying to Jesus, Lord Jesus, this is just water. We just put water in it right now. You're asking us to take water. But they just simply did what? Obeyed. Remember Naaman, when he was told by the prophet to go and wash. And you know, he was walking up and saying, and there are better rivers than this river. You know, this man of God is asking me to go wash and I'll get my healing. I thought when I came to him, he would speak a word. He would do this. And the servants just said to him, Master, why don't you just do as you are told? His servants were the one who encouraged him. And so he got his blessing. He got his miracle. Without the servants, he would have missed it. And then he would have gone ahead and said, that God, he doesn't work. So, just lovingly tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, whatever he says to you, do it.
Amen. And you know what? God does something. God, you know, the Bible says he daily loads us. Not he daily gives us little. He loads us. Everything God does, he does in abundance. John 10:10 says that he came to give us life and to give it to us in what? In what? In abundance. Do you know what that means? I believe it means you are bound. That means you have a lot. You have plenty. You are bound to the point where you're dancing. So abound, dance. Hallelujah. You guys are all looking at me. If year of expansion, if anyone is here and you're believing God for an abundance, get up and say, God, I know that you have opened up the floodgates of heaven and you're raining up your blessing, raining down your blessings upon me in abundance. And do a dance. Come on, act like you believe it. You are expected. Come on, get up and do an abundance. 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 In the name of Jesus, I have an abundance. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said to Satan, hallelujah. Jesus said to the Satan, as you have believed, so shall it be done. So say to your neighbor, you know this dance, I have practiced my dance, my testimony dance in Jesus' name. It's coming. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Okay, I need 4 volunteers, please. What to do, what not to do. 2 more, please. Thank you, I got all men. When you're in expectation, please hold on. When you're in expectation, you are expecting something from the Lord. H. Kamau. Please do not hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Do not be in a Psalm 62, verse 5, please. Don't be in a hurry. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. My soul waits silently for God alone. For my expectation is from who? From him. And Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there's a time for everything. So don't be in a hurry. So just grab your neighbor's shoulder and say, don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Wait on the Lord. Amen. The next one is A, do not be anxious. Amen. Philippians 4:6-7. Please, rejoice in the Lord always. Yes. No, Philippians 4:6, verse 6, please. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So like Mary, pack it there. So say to your neighbor, poke them. Be anxious for nothing. Amen. And then the next scripture I want us to look at is Proverbs 12:25. What anxiety does. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. But a good word makes it glad. So anxiety is not a good thing. So tell your neighbor, don't be anxious. Amen. The next one is R. Don't be rigid. God can do anything, anytime, anyhow. Anyhow. Any which way he can. He can. All we need to know is that I've told him he will do it. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know what he shall do. Amen. So lift up your hand and say, I know. That he will do it. Don't put him in a box. Isaiah 55 says, you know, his thoughts are not our thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. As the heavens are higher, so are my ways higher than your ways. So confidence that God, he can do anything, anytime. And then Ephesians 3:20 talks about God can do exceedingly abundantly above that which you can ask, think, imagine. Amen. So, do not be rigid. A good student. Come on, tell your neighbor, do not be rigid.
And then the next one is M. And that M stands for move. Don't move without God say so. Unless he says so, do not move. Exodus 33, 15, Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, we will not move from here. So many of us, we run ahead of God. Lord, you catch up with me. We run ahead. Don't move unless God moves. And then Psalms 25, verse 4. Amen. So don't move unless you hear God's instruction. He says, show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your path. So wait for God to give you the instruction. So, guys, H, come on. H. No, just say H. H. A. R. M. Spells what? Harm. Good students, clap for yourselves. If you do any of these things, he will cause you harm. He will cause us harm. Thank you, guys. He will cause us harm. So don't. But you know, on the last letter, M, I talked about don't move. Don't move unless God says so. But at the same time, you know, the moment God speaks the word, you have to move. When God says move, you move. When he says move, you move. Amen. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, when God tells you to move, you move. Amen. Because some of us, you know what's happened? God has spoken. And go, yes, God, I hear you. Give me another sign. God, I hear you. Another sign. I want another confirmation. We've got to hear confirmation. That's right. But some of us, you've gotten opting confirmations. God is saying nothing anymore. And you're thinking, I'm not hearing from the Lord. God isn't speaking to me. Because he's spoken already. Do something with what he said. Amen. Remember, Peter saw Jesus walking in water. And he was like, Jesus, is that you? Yes, it's me. Okay, if it's you, bid me to come. What did Jesus say? Come. What did Peter do? Kesete. Hallelujah. He just moved. So when God says move, Peter moved. Some of us, Jesus, can you please confirm that again? Because I don't want to sink in this water. Jesus, can you? And then we miss the opportunity. But Peter jumped out. But you know what? The other disciples, they were fast asleep. Do you know why? Because if they were awake, or they were like me, the moment Peter got up to walk on the water, I am following you. Like, you only want to walk on water? No, I will too. Because the moment God gave the word move, the platform was there. Get up and follow. So when God's moving, get up and move. Amen. Amen. So tell your neighbor, move. Hallelujah. God's on the move. Amen. And you know what? It's a year of expansion. Pastor Tim stole my scripture this morning. He just kind of came and saw my notes and just... So Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to 3. We would ring. Let's ring together. Single barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations. Amen. Amen. So, enlarge your tent. Who was that scripture for? Who was in this context? Enlarge the place of your tent. Who was he talking to? Some of you were here at 9 o'clock. Pass the test. Who was he talking to? Enlarge the place of your tent. Who was he talking to? The barren woman. Enlarge the place of your tent. Isaiah 51, the verse 1 part of it says, you who barren woman, sing. How can you sing when you're barren? You're fruitless. You've never had a child. Sing. Sing what for? I've got to be happy to sing. I've got to have joy in my heart. There's nothing to be happy about. I'm barren. I'm fruitless. I'm a woman. Sing. How? Sing. And then he says, break forth into singing. When you break forth into singing, you break forth into singing. But that's not something you just kind of do. Do it from here.
Amen. From the bottom of your heart. And he says, more are the children of the married woman. Hallelujah. Than those. More are the children of the barren than the married woman. That is the overtaker's anointing. Amen. How many people want an overtaker's anointing? Amen. See, you know, there are times when you are thinking, Lord, I've been praying and believing and I'm waiting. I'm here. Lord, I thought I would be up there by now. Some of you are here saying, Lord, when? But you know, when God does things, he does it suddenly. And then you will overtake in the name of Jesus. Look, I have 3 children, right? Some of you are believing God for children. And you know, you can just receive that overtaker's anointing where overnight, well, not overnight, you know, there's a process. You can double up. Hallelujah. Half a dozen children. Receive it in Jesus' name. I see some people receiving it. In the name of Jesus, receive it. In Jesus' name, overtake. It's true. God can do it like that. Just like that. Amen. So that, and then enlarge. Get ready. You're barren. You don't have any children. So you're used to just you and your husband alone. Now God is saying, I'm going, enlarge your tent. Get ready for what I'm going to do. You don't have enough room. So say to your neighbor, I'm making room for what God wants to do. Tell them I'm making, come on. Tell them I'm making room in Jesus' name. God wants to do so much. God wants to enlarge me. Year of expansion. You know what? God wants to expand us in every area. Lift up your hand and say, God is expanding me in every area. Every area of my life, I'm expanding. In Jesus' name. One particular area God wants us to expand in is in soul winning. Believe me, in soul winning. This are perilous times. Look at what's been happening in our nation. People need Jesus like never before now. People are full of fear. They're sad. Like now, like never. So it says, single barren. So even if you've never led anyone to the Lord, God is going to do a miracle. Amen. But then it says, enlarge your territory. So begin to do something new. Amen. And just trust that God will cause you to have divine appointments, and you will share, and people will get saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, amen, God will use me. God will use me to win people to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Because that's what's on God's heart. Souls. Think about Grenfell Tower. How many people went down that night and did not know Jesus? Amen. And they possibly had Christian neighbors. Hallelujah. Amen. So, say, I am expanding in the area of soul winning in Jesus' name. You know that scripture, John 2, please put verse 2 on. Jesus was able to move and perform that miracle because he was at the wedding. Amen. That verse says that. No, verse 2, please. It says, now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. Amen. For Jesus to move on our behalf, we have to invite him. Jesus will not get crushed. Hallelujah. So right now, I just really believe that we need to just say to the Lord Jesus, lift up your hands and say, Lord, I invite you into my life. Come in your fullness. Come in your power. Come and change and transform my life. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and pray and say, Lord Jesus, I want this expansion that only you can give. I invite you. I invite you. Come. And there may be someone here. You don't have a relationship with the Lord. He won't barge in. He really won't. So this is an invitation to you. Invite Jesus into your heart. It's the best thing that you can ever do. So if you're here today and you're saying, I don't even have a relationship with Jesus, I want to invite him into my life. Please indicate by lifting up your hands. Indicate by lifting up your hands. Because he's calling at you. He's calling. He wants a relationship more than anything with you. With you. He will do anything for you. He will move. What matters to you matters to him. What no one knows about you, he knows. He knows that issue that you're going through. So invite him. Amen. Hallelujah. And right now we're all just going to pray together. Just lift up your hands. And I want you to pray from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I want you in my life. Every area of my life. Come and do something significant, oh God. Come and use me, Lord Jesus. I want to fulfill my destiny. Lord, expand my territory, oh God. Enlarge my tent, oh God. For the everything that I need, oh God. Give them in abundance, oh God. Because that is who you are. God of abundance. I worship you today. In the name of Jesus, I exalt you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as we give Jesus praise, praise him with abundance. Abundance. Hallelujah.